invite all of you to pull out your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, you can grab one off the hymnal shelf in front of you, or you can pull out your phone and tablet and open up your electronic Bible. We're going to be reading from Luke 3, verses 1 through 6. Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Amen when you get there. Amen. In the 15th year of the rule of the emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor over Judea and Herod was ruler over Galilee, his brother Philip was ruler over Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was ruler over Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, God's word came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. John went throughout the region of the Jordan River, calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. This is just as it was written in the scroll of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled, and every mountain and hill will be leveled. The crooked will be made straight, and the rough places made smooth. All humanity will see God's salvation." The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Be to God. Amen. I love the scripture. For those of you who haven't noticed, I have a Jeep, and have put on the back tire cover of my Jeep Luke 3:5, where it says, "Rough roads made smooth." I think that is perfect for a Jeep. Although I'm not young anymore and don't go four-wheeling all the time, but it's just a perfect image. I love this scripture because it refers back to Isaiah 40. This cry out in the wilderness that Isaiah first gives the Israelites of the northern kingdom. The kingdom of Israel had split after Solomon, and the northern kingdom was taken over by the Assyrians. Isaiah gives this prophecy to them, speaks this truth to them from God, says, "Prepare the way of the Lord." He's reminding these Israelites who they belong to. As so often happens when we get caught up in the culture we live in, the Israelites of the northern kingdom started assimilating themselves into the culture of the Assyrians. It was another time in which Israel began to forget who God was. Isaiah gives this prophecy of God preparing a highway in which he will bring his people back home if they would turn back to him. I love that image of a highway in the desert. For those of you who don't know me or who may be new, I'm also a full-time police officer with the city of Orange Beach. I don't know how many of you have ever driven in Orange Beach, maybe during spring or summer, maybe along Canal Road. If you have not experienced that, I don't know that you want to. It is what I get the most complaints on every year. Because what happens is we have more cars than we have pavement. And there's nowhere to put them. It just grinds to a halt. The good news is that there are plans to widen Canal Road to four lanes. Amen. But thinking about this scripture reminds me of what's going to happen when we build a highway. there's a lot of things that have to be done that are not going to be pleasant and are not going to make my job any easier. I'm going to get a lot more complaints when they start the road work. You know, I've already started seeing the surveys. The guys coming out there, there's underground utilities right alongside the road. They're going to have to move all those. Then they're going to have to bring in, you know, the dirt movers and cut the grass and all that technical terms that I don't know. The only good thing about it is they're going to bring in my favorite piece of road equipment. I don't even know what it's called. The only reason I like it is because it reminds me of Alabama. It looks like a giant elephant. It's a big square machine, and it has this snout that sticks out the front. I think the only thing it does is just tear up the top layer of asphalt. I've always liked that piece of equipment, and every time I see it, I just have to stop and look at it. However, if you've ever seen that, you know it is not fast. And they're going to have to shut down some lanes of the road in order to prepare the road to become wider. And I know that my phone is going to ring. There's just a lot of work that has to be done in order for the road to be widened, in order for this new highway to come down Orange Beach. I think that's what Isaiah was telling the Israelites under Assyrian rule, that there's a lot of work that needs to be done for this highway to get built, that they need to remember who they are. They need to remember the God that chose them, that they're going to have to really turn their hearts back to God, and God would help them build this highway to bring them back home. The scripture is neat because it doesn't just appear in one place in the scripture. If you skip ahead a couple hundred years, it appears again in Luke. Luke refers back to this Isaiah 40 prophecy when he's telling the story of John the Baptist. He tells us what's going on in that time. He tells us the Israelites are under Roman rule and that these Roman rulers have established control over Israel. He tells us that these Israel priests have control over the church and that they've begun to assimilate themselves with the Romans. You know, when you read the story of the gospel and you hear talk to the priests, they've become power hungry. Not hungry for the power of God, but hungry for the power of their position that's been given to them and allowed by them by the Romans. It's the same story as the northern kingdom being assimilated into the Assyrian culture. Again, the Israelites have been assimilated into a new culture, and they have forgotten the promises of God. They've forgotten the call. They've forgotten who they belong to. And so Luke tells the story of John coming out of the wilderness, preaching baptism and repentance, getting ready for the forgiveness of God. And he uses this scripture, prepare the way of the Lord. Mountains will be made low, valleys will be filled, curvy roads will be made straight, rough roads will be made smooth. The work is going to have to get done. There needs to be some preparation for the return of God. I wonder if that scripture applies to today. I wonder if that same prophecy could be spoken today. It's not like we live in a culture that has commercialized this time of year. It's not like we live in a culture that has taken the meaning of Christmas and twisted it and said it's all about ourselves. It's all about the shopping. It's all about the time of year. Has the church perpetuated this image? Has the church done a good enough job to combat this commercialization of Christmas? Or have we been so assimilated into the culture that we live in that we find ourselves in a rush to get to Christmas? We know what we're celebrating, right? We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're celebrating this magical, fantastic gift that God has given us. We just have to get there, right? And then we can move on to New Year's Eve. Maybe what we need to do is listen to that voice that was spoken so long ago and apply it to our lives today. Maybe we need to hear a voice that says, prepare the way of the Lord. Make the mountains low, the valleys high. Make the curvy roads straight and the rough roads smooth. Maybe what we need to hear is that this time of year is not about the birth. Maybe this time of year is not just about the story of Jesus back then. Maybe what we need to hear is that this time of year is the time to remember the call to prepare our hearts and remember who it is that called us. Remember who it is that we belong to. Maybe we need to spend some time surveying our hearts, looking for some underground pipes that need to be moved out of the way to get ready for the highway God wants to build into our lives. Maybe it might be more than that. Maybe we need to bring in some excavation equipment to start leveling the grounds on the shoulders of the road, to bring in some rock to pack down and set a foundation. Maybe we need to hear the call of Isaiah today, especially during this time of year. This time of year that has become so frantic, so packed with parties, with get-togethers, with church services, with everything in life. Maybe we need to hear the call from Isaiah that says, wait a second, we've got some work to do so that God can help us build the highway back home to Him. Maybe we need to bring in one of those elephants to tear up some of those hard paved spots in our life to prepare God, to prepare it so that God can come in and put new on top of it. I think so often we think of this time of Advent as this time to celebrate, as this time to be happy, as this time to be joyous. And we forget that it began with a voice crying out in the wilderness saying, now is the time to prepare for the coming of God. Now is the time to get to work. Now is the time that we need to refocus, to turn our hearts back to the one who called us first, to the one who made us chosen, to the one who wants to give us life. Do you hear that voice in your life? Is there so much going on that you've lost that voice? What would it look like for you to take time to seek out that voice again, to bring in the equipment that you need to help prepare the heart for the highway God is wanting to build into your life? That's the call this Advent season. Prepare the way of the Lord. Listen to the words of Isaiah again. A voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make his paths straight. Every valley will be filled and every mountain and hill will be leveled. The crooked will be made straight and the rough places will be made smooth. And when we do that in our lives, when we take the time to get to work, to prepare our hearts for what God wants to do in us, listen to what happens. All humanity will see God's salvation. That's what we're doing this year. We're going to let God, all humanity see God's salvation through us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's so easy to get caught up in this time of year. The hectic schedules, the running around trying to make sure everything is perfect. Lord, but it's easy to get distracted from the true calling, from the true purpose of this season, to remind us of that voice you placed inside of us that calls out, prepare the way for you. Lord, we may have some old roads built into our lives. They've become rutted and crooked and hilly. They've become in need of repair. Lord, help us to hear that call, to remove some of those ditches, to scrape off that top layer of compacted hardness so that we can build that highway with you to come back to you wholehearted. In Jesus' name, amen.